This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for March 20th, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced the least anticipated album tour featuring A Day to Remember, The Story So Far, 4 Years Strong, and Pain of Truth is hitting the stage at Suffolk Downs on Friday, June 28th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, March 22nd at 10 a.m. A rare Beatles album found in a London charity shop has been auctioned for more than £4,200. The shop manager at Cancer Research UK's charity shop found the record, which she initially thought to be worth a few hundred pounds. It's a first pressing from the original masters of the Foursomes' debut studio album, Please Please Me. Released in 1963, the album was sold on eBay for £4,211. Anthrax drummer Charlie Benante has detailed the emotional moment when Eddie Van Halen paid special tribute to Dimebag Darrell from Pantera following his death. Benante was one of many rockers who attended Dimebag's funeral and was sitting with members of Pantera when Eddie Van Halen showed up. Saying we were sitting in the family room, it was me and Vinny and Rex had just gotten there. I noticed that Eddie was carrying a guitar and that Eddie came right over to us and he crouched down, put the guitar on the floor, crouched down and was talking to us, just saying how sorry he was. And I noticed on the guitar case and it had a piece of tape that was like there forever and it said VH2 on it. Dimebag was heavily influenced by Eddie Van Halen. He was his favorite guitar player and the Bumblebee guitar, which was on Van Halen 2, was his favorite. Charlie Benante recalled Eddie opened the guitar and says, "I brought this for your brother. It was the guitar from the back of Van Halen 2. Saying, "I get choked up just thinking about it. We went into the other room and he placed the guitar in the coffin with Daryl. We all lost it. Right now I'm thinking about it and I get choked up just thinking about it because it was such a special moment and it was my first encounter with Eddie Van Halen. It was very surreal." Flavor Flav has announced his plan to earn his high school diploma, which will be documented for an upcoming reality TV show. In a statement to TMZ, he said, "More reality TV coming up for me, but no dating shows. It's not the dating show thing, man. I'm going back to high school to get my diploma. That's what my show is going to be about. And I'm getting it for real, not a GED. I want my diploma." Derek Whibley is set to release his memoir, Walking Disaster, My Life Through Heaven and Hell. The Sum 41 frontman is set to release his memoir later this year. Publisher Simon & Schuster is saying it's a candid memoir of punk rock, fame, and endurance. Derek takes you backstage into the recording booth and through the highest of highs and the lowest of lows of the band. With his insightful, earnest, and genuine voice, Derek gets real about fame, fortune, and the music industry. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is still breaking records. 5 months after its initial release, the blockbuster concert film has already become Disney Plus's most streamed music special of all time, breaking the record just 3 days after premiering on the platform on March 14th. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the three-hour-plus project was viewed for a collective 16.2 million hours in its opening weekend, surpassing other music films like Swift's Folklore, The Long Pond Studio Sessions, Elton John's Farewell from Dodger Stadium, Black is King, a film by Beyoncé, and The Beatles' Get Back. The lineup for the 2024 edition of Lollapalooza has been announced. Set to take place the first weekend in August in Chicago, Blink-182 and The Killers are already mentioned, alongside the Deftones, Pierce the Veil, Two Story Cinema Club, Destroy Boys, Cannons, Water Parks, In This Moment, Military Gun, and Hannaby, alongside SZA, Tyler, the Creator, Future X, Metro Boomin, and more. Coming up on April 19th at 9 p.m., the ashes of Motorhead's legendary frontman Lemmy will be enshrined at the West Hollywood, California famous Rainbow Bar and Grill on the Sunset Strip. Fans are also invited to raise a very unique toast to Lemmy and Motorhead with the unveiling of a brand new Motorhead whiskey. Back in November of 2016, the Rainbow Bar and Grill dedicated its patio to Lemmy and renamed it Lemmy's Lounge. According to Visit West Hollywood, Lemmy loved the Rainbow so much that he moved to West Hollywood to be closer to it. In the last two decades of his life, he was a fixture at the Rainbow whenever the band was not on tour and was seen often playing the bar's video poker machine. Lemmy died on December 28th of 2015 at the age of 70, shortly after learning he had been diagnosed with cancer. Five Finger Death Punch guitarist Zoltan Bathory and his partners from the Professional Grappling Foundation have inked a deal with the UFC for their BJJ Competition League to be broadcast on UFC Fight Pass. Bathory said in a statement, "It's a true underdog story for the PGF. They held and broadcasted the previous seasons from a small church in Alabama, shoestring budgets. Athletes would travel there and sleep on the mats that they were competing on by day. Now we moved it all to Vegas and offer the biggest prize in BJJ." Creed singer Scott Stapp, who turned 50 last August, revealed that he has become a grandfather, sharing a photo of himself, his son Jagger, and his new grandson Cash, who was born in September, saying, quote, "I have a beautiful, beautiful grandson. I don't feel like a grandpa. I look myself and I'm like, when I was a kid, Grandpa had gray hair and a cane. So maybe it's the food and the vitamins and everything else we've learned on how to take better care of ourselves, but a grandpa I am, and I'm so proud to be one." Stapp's son Jagger was the inspiration for the hit with Arms Wide Open. According to Forbes, a remix of Disturbed's cover of The Sound of Silence that was done by Australian DJ and producer Cyril Riley has landed at position 34 on Billboard's Hot Dance and Electronic Songs chart. A month ago, the same version of the song reached the Dance Electronic Digital Song Sales chart and has since been on the rise, reaching number 3 on the list. David Draymond, lead singer from Disturbed, said the band had no idea how big the song would become, saying, quote, "Never in a thousand years would I have dreamed that it would be so massive and be used in all the places that I've heard it used. Figure skating, Dancing with the Stars, within the 9/11 memorial, and getting the blessing from Paul Simon when we met him on Maui. Surreal doesn't cover it." Congratulations to Dr. Dre, who received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The 59-year-old rapper and producer was honored with his very own star. Jimmy Iovine, Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, and Eminem were all in the audience to show their support. And Grammy-nominated hardcore icons Hatebreed are set to celebrate their 30th anniversary with a North American tour this fall. Tickets for the entire trek go on sale this Friday, March 22nd at 10 a.m. local time. The tour kicks off in Portland, Maine at the State Theater on September 26th and hits Boston, Massachusetts at the House of Blues on September 27th. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 198, featuring Keith Wallen from Breaking Benjamin, is available now.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.